Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Lord.
Are you going to have any teach, or are you going to teach? You going to have any teach?
Yeah. All right, now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word tonight, Pastor Kenny's going to be bringing the message. We'll see what God has laid upon his heart and put into him to give to you and I this day. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, Father, that we can hear and receive the truth and know the strength and the power, Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit, so that we can walk closer. And when we step out of this life, Father, and into the next, that we can spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. Now be with us throughout the remainder of this evening, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, we're going to bring Brother Kenny up, see what God has laid on his heart.
All right, praise the Lord.
Pastor Kenny Powers, glad to be in here this morning, or this afternoon.
Get your Bible handy, don't you? Get your Bible handy.
No, it's under there.
It's under where?
Right there.
Okay. Find me a second.
Find me a phone.
Hope everybody's having a good night. So we're going to be in Romans chapter 6 tonight. So I'll give you a minute to get over there. I want to give a teaching on baptism. There's a lot of false teaching about baptism, and so I want to clear that up tonight. what it is, what it isn't. When are you baptized? Can you be baptized the right way, the wrong way? Is it necessary? So let's get into that. We'll pick up here in Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of unrighteousness, servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield ye your members servants to righteousness and unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right, we'll just ask the blessing of the reading of the word here this evening. Father, you continue to bless your servant with your spirit and bring forth from this message your people, what your people need to hear tonight. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So Pastor Tony's oxygen generator is beeping here in the air pump. It is hot up here. I'm sorry. So what we're dealing with is essentially here with Romans chapter 6 is baptism. How it relates to Jesus dying on the cross, right, being resurrected, and what that means for us, right? And if we don't get baptized, right? We cannot walk in newness of life. So let's get into that here. Chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Right? Some people will say, well, and even me, when I first became Christian, right, this is great, man. I can just keep going to church, right? I can do what I want. And a lot of people believe that. They think going to church makes them, I guess, like healed, right? They just show up for church on Sunday, right, and they're good to go, right? It's more than that. Yes, we do need to show up for church, right? But we have to walk in newness of life. We can't live in sin. So verse 2, God forbid, meaning no. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You can't. You got to pick a side and stick with that. Right? And too many people that claim to be Christian are trying to live one way but be another way. Right? They want to show themselves as righteous, right, when they're living in sin. And we can't do that and make heaven our home. It's not going to work. So we can't live any longer therein. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? When we are laid back in that water, so buried, right, into his death. Therefore, we are buried, verse 4, with him by baptism and death. Sprinkling is not burying. Okay? So some churches will sprinkle, right? So you have to be planted. When you're dead, your body is planted in the ground. Okay? Jesus, when he was laid in the sepulcher, right, he was planted. Right? So when we are laid back in that water, the water baptism, right, we are planted with him. In verse 3 here, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ. Notice it does not say here, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's three names, people. Name of. It's easy to miss this. I know I was baptized wrong three times. All I did was come up out of that water a wet sinner. Right? I did not come out of the water with the Holy Spirit. So you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. So know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were. But see, if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, you're not. And I went, there's churches out here today saying, you know, it's just symbolic. You don't need to be baptized. It's not necessary. Well, yes, it is necessary. Very necessary. So verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This is what born again means, people. Some of you don't know what born again means. I mean, you have to fulfill the plan of salvation in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, right? Let's go over there real quick. I won't stay on it very long. It's only one verse. All right. Then Peter said, this is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now, this is the plan of salvation, what you got to do, right, to get salvation. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen? So, this is vital. It does not say here, be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. No, it says in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's go back here real quick. Matthew 28. Give me a second here, people. All right, so Jesus, right at the end of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, let's pick up here, three verses. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, that means you, or us that are ordained, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, one people, name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's three names, people. Now, what name do you think the apostles went out and baptized in? It's not a trick question. Name of Jesus Christ. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So, you see, name is one. The name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, those three agree in one, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen? So we cannot walk in newness of life if we are not baptized the right way. I know, because I was baptized the wrong way. Three times, right? And there was no change in my life, right? I would struggle. I'd go to church. I put on nice clothes, and I would go to church, and I would look nice. And a lot of people do. It's not something on the outside. The Holy Spirit, right, works from the inside out. See, we cannot just show up for church wearing a suit, or you ladies wear a dress, and you be righteous. And a lot of people do. They view going to church as righteousness. In a way it is. It's obedience to God's word, because, right? Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. We walk in newness of life. That's why we fellowship one with another. We don't go to church to be seen or heard, right? It's not a country club. And many people turn church into a country club, right? Verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Okay? So we have to walk in newness of life. Okay? So we can't do that if we are not baptized in Jesus' name. I mean, there's no nice way to put it. I can't water that down. Right, you're not born again until you fulfill that plan of salvation. It can't be altered. I'm not much of a cook, but if you leave out some ingredients for a cake, you don't have a cake. I don't know what you got, right? But it's not going to look like the picture on the box, right? You know what I'm saying? So we can't change the formula, which the churches here, at least I speak for America, have done. Now they don't want to baptize at all, or they want to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, which is three names, not one. So we are filling our churches and in our communities full of unrighteous people that show up for church, that claim to be Christian. They are not. This is the problem with America, why it's going, you know, down the drain, so to speak, spiritually, is because our churches are not teaching according to God's word. This is the problem with your country, wherever this message is going around the world. You got the same problem. When you alter God's word, you let the enemy into your church, and he will pervert and alter God's word to make it of none effect. This is why we're not seeing great things happening in the church world today. Unbelief. If I don't believe this tonight, okay, I'm not going to be up here teaching. Right? I could be home on the couch, right? So, and you have a lot of people that only teach what they believe. So if I don't believe this, I'm not going to stand up here and teach it. So there are those who believe in teaching wrong about baptism or that it doesn't matter. So they're not going to teach this, Romans chapter 6. They're not going to teach you. If they say that they don't, baptism is just symbolic, they're not going to teach Romans chapter 6. They're going to skip over it. See, that's the thing. You can't alter God's word to make it say what you want it to say. Right? So our old man or old woman, as the case may be, right, is crucified when we lay back in that water. Your sins are washed away and you become white as snow, okay? So is that it? Good, we're all done now. Right, you can just live any way you want, right? No, time out. Hold up, people. We're not done yet. For he that is dead is free from sin. The only way you're going to be free of sin is to become a born-again child of the living God. That's your first step. Fulfill that plan of salvation. Get that baptism done in Jesus' name. Now, verse 8, now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So is Jesus lying and stealing, murdering? Now? No. How about you? So that's something you have to understand. We believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. So I'm not afraid of death. I mean, maybe I worry about maybe taking my last breath or drowning or something like this. But I understand when my body dies, right, I go to be with the Lord, right? I have a stroke or a heart attack or God just called me home. See, we have people that they don't know where they're going to die, where they're going to end up when they die today. Some will tell you it doesn't matter. Yeah, it does matter. Where are you going to spend eternity? Because spiritually, you'll never die. Our body, our flesh is going to die. Man's years shall be 120. So we have an age limit for our bodies, but our spirit will never die. So death has no more dominion over you or power over you if you fulfill that plan of salvation and you walk in newness of life. Okay? 10, for in he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. See, this is the thing. You and I, if we call ourselves a born-again child of the living God, should be living for God, right? Not just wearing a cross around your neck, right? Gold chains and all that. You're not trusting in something outside, right? You're actually doing the work, like James was saying. Well, right, you show me your works, I'll show you my faith, right? We have to have that faith in Jesus Christ. If we do that, that we have that inside of us, we will have works. Amen? Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let not sin, here we go. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And back to James, you know, it's like looking in the mirror and you don't know who you are. So you have to give up that life of sin. You have to walk in newness of life. It is something you must do. Right? And I thought, well, once I became a born-again child of the living God, right, it'll be automatic, right? I won't have to do anything, right, because sin will just stop, right? Yeah, that's not happening either. I mean, I have to choose to not sin all the time, okay? The enemy is not going to stop trying to deceive you and get you to lie, to cheat, and, you know, sin. He's always going to want you to keep doing that. See, he's already got most of the people in the world under his thumb. So he's after his church, right? If you're walking in newness of life, he's wanting your soul. Amen? So we have to love one another. But we can't do that. See, this starts at the base, right? You're building a house on a solid foundation, right? Concrete or a rock, right? So, likewise, we must, excuse me, we must walk in newness of life because we can't walk in newness of life because we are baptized in Jesus' name. See, it's a starting point. You got to start somewhere in that. That is the starting point. And this is why the church world today is so weak and watered down and ineffectual, because we're not teaching God's word as it's written. We're not baptizing in Jesus' name. Therefore, people are not being filled with the Holy Spirit. So our government is full of corrupt, evil, unrighteous people, because that's what our churches are turning out in our communities. So everything you hate about your government or your city or whatever it is, your district or your county or whatever area of your country, everything you hate about that comes from God's word not being taught in that community or your country. Direct link, people. It's the same with us as an individual as it is with us as a church. When you got 500 million denominations teaching 500 million different things, right, there is no truth. And that's what Satan wants. Come on, truth, lies, it's all good. It's all the same. You can just live your life any way you want. Just show up for church on Sunday. Right, and that's what a lot of people are doing. They think that that's righteousness. It's not. So we have to reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can't do it on our own, but through Jesus Christ we can. right? I don't have that power, right, to stand against, to say no. But once I have that, once I'm born again, right, I have that strength, that spiritual strength, that muscle, right, so to speak, inside of me to stand. But I still must choose. You got to choose. So it's a choice all the time, every day, to choose not to live in sin. So it's still a work, right? You still must work at it. It's not automatic. And I won't say it's ever easy, right? But you get gains from walking with God, for being righteous. Amen? 13, neither ye yield, means, in other words, you don't use your body parts as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. In other words, you use your flesh and your body, right, for God. So we must walk in newness of life. We must use our body to serve Jesus Christ. Amen? So you, for instance, if a woman is a prostitute, she stops doing that. Right? For argument's sake. Okay? So whatever the sin you're using your body to do, you stop doing. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. So if Satan is lying to you, he lies to me every day. Right? You just do what you want. Come on, you're a preacher, you're a Christian, right? You're covered. See, that's the thing in verse 2. What shall we say there in verse 1? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. No. Right? Just because you're born again child of living God doesn't mean you can just do as you please. Say what you want. That's not going to work with God. It doesn't work with you. Don't you hate that about other people that claim to be righteous and that are not? I know I do. Right? You gotta pick a side and stick with that side. Is that sin or righteousness? You got to pick. So you're under grace, so it doesn't have dominion. Sin does not own you if you walk or born again. Now keep in mind, you can still choose to sin willingly. So it's not an automatic thing. You're going to have to choose righteousness. Because Satan is always going to want you to try to deceive you. That's not going to stop. So you have to every day choose. This is why we need to stay in God's Word. See, a lot of people are just ignorant of the truth because they don't study the Bible. Amen? So if we don't know what the truth is, you don't know if you're sinning or not. And I promise you, Satan knows his Bible more than all the people together on earth, right? And I'm here to tell you, if you don't study the Bible on a regular basis, you're clueless. You have no weapon to fight with. You're not even fighting at all. You're being lied to and deceived, and you do not know it. All right, 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. No. Hey, we got grace. We're all good, right? We just do what we want. I can get married 12 times and, you know what I mean, cheat and lie, and I can have a great time. No. Can't do that. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye that you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. See, you can't serve sin and make heaven your home. You don't believe that in other people. You don't believe that for other people. So stop accepting it for your life, thinking that it's okay. And it's not okay, people. Verse 17, but God be thanked that ye were, not are, not current, ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered ye. Now, if we are not delivering that form of doctrine today, are people being delivered from sin? No. That's why our community is full of sin, unrighteousness, corruption. Our government officials are thieves and liars. As we once were, right? This is what the world is full of. And this is at the feet of the church, people. You got to keep this in mind. I will be judged before Hitler, for example, right? Or a rapist or a murderer, because I know the truth and I didn't share it. Or worse, I altered it by changing baptism. It's just symbolic. You don't need it. Well, that creates more corruption and evil in your community. So I urge you today, study God's word and stop attending these churches and giving them money and attendance if they're living in sin. They're teaching you to walk according to Satan. You got to stop going to these churches. You got to stop giving them money. You have to go to where they teach this verse by verse. It's like our church tonight. We're here tonight. There's me and Pastor Tony. There's nobody else here. That's why it's an echo chamber. You can hear me hollering all the way around the building. Because nobody wants to hear the truth. Because our churches are not standing as one. They're all teaching something different if they're still open. And there's no agreement. So truth is anything any church says. And mankind knows better than that. Because eternity is set in the hearts of men. So you know, you can't just, people living in sin know they're wrong. But when we see people doing it in the church, well, I mean, I don't want to stop lying and cheating and stealing it. But the preacher's doing that, right? So why can't I do it? I'm going to make heaven my home, right? Why change? Why alter my life? I don't have to. Preacher's doing it. See, that's why everybody's looking at you. You got to walk according to God's word. You got to judge yourself lest ye be judged. Everyone is judging you. If you don't know that tonight, I'm here to tell you. Everybody on earth is looking at you with their Bible in their hand. Are you walking according to God's word, or are you just another hypocrite like they are? See, if you're not walking according to God's word, then you're a hypocrite. They know it. So why listen to you? Why go to church? Why become a Christian? So they don't have to change their life because you haven't. This is dangerous ground we walk on, people. And you got to pay attention how you walk, because you're setting a trend. Now, personally, I never thought of being a trend setter, okay? Right? I didn't want to lead people around all over the planet. That never was my goal. But the thing is, that's something God has called each of us to do. We are to lead others away from sin and into righteousness. And mainly we do that by how we live, how we walk with God, if we obey according to God's word. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Okay, let's go back to 19. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members' service to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield you your members' service to righteousness unto holiness. Amen. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. See, when I was a young boy, I'd go to church on Sunday and then go get beer and go to the lake and have a great time. See, I wasn't born again. So I was free from righteousness. I didn't have to obey him. I could live any way I wanted and call myself whatever I wanted, Baptist or Catholic or Pentecostal. You know what I mean? Just have fun and party and just make sure I put on nice clothes and be seen on Sunday, right? Pardon me. My throat's getting dry. So, you know, we have to understand that what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? There's no fruit in lying, is there? See, it's like you ever kick the can down the road, right? It's just kicking the can down the road. There's no reward for sin, for murder, for rape, right? For lying, stealing, whatever the Ten Commandments you're breaking, there's no reward for it. But oh boy, we like that sin. It's fun, isn't it? The thing is, there's no reward. See, that's the question here. It's a question he's asking. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. There is no life with sin. If that worked out for you, you wouldn't be listening to this message. You wouldn't have me as a friend. See, you wouldn't want something different if your way of living was so good. If it brought you righteousness and integrity, you wouldn't be listening right now. Almost done, people. So let's do here, 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and to the end everlasting life. So this is the gain. See, the world will hate you, want to put you in jail, want to rob you, right? Want to murder you. Okay, but see, the end for sinners is the same. But if I die because I'm put to death for my faith, or you are, for example, okay, we make heaven our home. If so, we fulfill the plan of salvation. We walk in newness of life like we're studying tonight. So you have an end. So why most people walking around, they don't know where they're going to go when they die. I mean, how can you walk around and you don't know where you're going to go when you die? I mean, it's kind of bothersome. I think I'd want to know, right? I'd want to have that figured out. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So the wages when we work, like I drive a truck, so I drive for a percentage of what the load pays. So, right, my wage is according to the market, okay? So the wages for sin is always death. That's what you get paid. You're always going to get paid the same as debt. And you know that. Otherwise, why would you show up for church? Why go to a church and get married and never set foot in one again? You're trying to bring God into it to bless whatever it is that you're doing, okay? And then go live your life any way you want. So it's kind of hypocrisy, amen? So we can't live like that. Yeah, we can't live like that and make heaven our home. But the gift of God is eternal life. So this is why we study the Bible. This is why we have God's word to lead us, to guide us, to teach us right from wrong, you know, good from evil. All right, Pastor Tony, you want to wrap it up or you want me to wrap it up? I'll let the boss come up here and wrap it up.
All right. You know, there are so many things that mankind today is not receiving because he's too tied up in the ways of this world out here. But just as Kenny was telling you, he was ending here by talking about death. The wages of sin is death. But this word death used in the scripture most of the time is not talking about this body stop existing. It's talking about you being separated from God. You see, that puts us among the walking dead. Because since the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ given unto man eternal life, you'll never do what most think of death. Most believe that when you die, you're just gone. Well, that's not true. Whether you're saved or unsaved, when you step out of this life, yes, your body's going to go back to dust. But that spirit, you're going somewhere else. And depending on how you've lived your life is where it will spend eternity. It's not going to quit existing. Now let me tell you something. If I go out here outside the church and I take me a lot of shrubbery and wood to build me a big bonfire, and I leave an opening going into that with kind of a hole right in the middle of it. And I tell you, well, I'm getting ready to light that. How about you going in there and waiting? You'd think I was some kind of a nut, wouldn't you? I'm not going in there and let you light that fire and me in there in the middle of it. But you see, that's what you're doing with your soul when you don't walk with the Lord. That's exactly what you're doing. Only you're putting it into a fire that's hotter than any fire man has ever made. Get into the Word of God. See what it has to tell you. You know, we got too many. They don't want to go to church today only one time a week. We got so many churches out here today, all they have is Sunday morning service. If that's all your church is having, find you another church and get into one that will give you the truth of God's word, that will read it to you as it is written and stand on it. All right. I'm going to stop there. I just wanted to kind of give you a little backup on Kenny. Because you see, there's a lot of things we don't think about. Yes, you and I have to be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. Go to the Gospel of John, 3rd chapter, and read it. Jesus talked to Nicodemus. He tells us that, well, let's just get it here. I was aiming to quit, but that's just something the Lord just gave me, so we'll go get it. All right. In the 3rd chapter, the Gospel of John, we'll begin here with first verse. I'm just going to read a few verses here. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He's letting you know right there just how important it is for you to be one that has fulfilled that plan of salvation, which is to be baptized in Jesus' name, as Brother Kenny was telling you, and also to be filled with that Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He goes on there in 6 and says, That which is born to the flesh is flesh, that which is born to the Spirit is spirit. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ is born here on this earth as a babe. When was Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit? Most never think about that. Was he born with that Holy Spirit? No. He was born by the Spirit, but he wasn't born with the Spirit until he was 30 years old. And then he was filled with that Holy Spirit after being baptized by John. You see, that's why we have to know how to rightly divide God's word. And so we know who he's talking to and what time dispensation he's talking to. Was it before the law was given? Was it after God gave Moses the law? Or was it after the Lord Jesus Christ? And you see, when he was sending his disciples out into the world, he had not finished paying the price. He was still here. So they was going out preaching about him to get people to accept him and all, just as they had been doing. Because you see, they're still having to work also under the law. That's why he told them to go out into the world, preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because he had not yet bought and paid for you. He hadn't finished paying that price. But once he did, he is the only way. There is no other way than through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Kenny was making that real plain with his message that he brought to you. You know, this is why we need the church. This is why we need to come together. And we need to get the church in unity, as he was telling you. But we also need to get it back as the early churches were. Because we all need to study God's word every day to put aside a time for study. And if we would do that and do that at the church, we would also have the backing and the support of each other and also each other's love. And we could walk with a whole lot more power in our life and walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and close out here. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we come thanking you, Father, for the message this evening. But now, Father, we close your word and we thank you for that word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for a place and a time that we can come together to share with each other this word. Now, Father, we pray for all your saints, wherever they are in the world. We know that a lot of them are walking in places to where if they're caught with your gospel, means imprisonment and death. Holy Spirit, we ask you to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, we pray for peace for them, as we are told to. God's word tells us to pray for peace for them, because we know they have very little peace, especially in this day and time, Father. Now, Father, for this land of ours, a land that turned us back and walked so far away, taking Jesus out of every place he was in, closing your churches down when they were greatly needed, but getting man to listen to them instead of listening to you. But Father, we need this land of ours to repent. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to replace those in our government offices that are against Jesus, that's against the church, against your people, and to replace them, Father, with ones that will work for us and with us to bring this nation to repentance and putting our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is called, may the Holy Spirit touch that person to fulfill whatever need they have, whether it be physical, financial, or spiritual. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Terry Coates, and myself, Father, these are our leaders of this church. We need your blessing, Father. We need your power in our lives so that the words that we speak, Father, are not our words, but they are your words as given to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, Amy's husband, Tom, Amy and Tom's young son, Jacob, Dennis Breeden and his wife, Tina, brothers in Christ here in Brandenburg. Father, all of these we pray for. We pray they'll grow stronger and closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg, for the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hill, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie in that little church of Full Gospel Church of God there at Akron. Father, not only lighthouses, but make these churches a place of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, and receive life throughout eternity. Now, Father, for my three pastor friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Meshai, Pastor Zephyrin Ivan, Father, keep them safe. Use them mightily and greatly. For the Johnson family, Jimmy Emery, Sharon Mombillo, Sue and David, Palin Scoodman, Kelly Smith, for Karen. Father, Millie Johnson's daughter, in the hospital with stage 4 of cancer, not expecting her to live much longer. But Father, we know your power. We know that there is nothing too strong for you. Reach down, Father, and touch her. Touch her with thy healing hand. Bring her forth, Father, and bring her into thy family. And let those around and throughout the family see thy power at work. Now, Father, this place we have here, this church, it's yours, not mine. Help us, Father, to rebuild this church congregational-wise, to make it a place, Father, a place of refuge, a place of learning, a place to where those that come will bring praise, honor, and glory unto you and to the Lord Jesus Christ and unto the Holy Spirit. Now go with us, Father, as we prepare to separate to go our own way for this evening. Keep us throughout this week. Bring us back together again come Thursday evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So until then, Father, we're asking all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. And God bless. Have a great night. Night now.